Good morning. Today's daf is daf Lamed Tes here in Masechta Brachos, page 39. And we get into the issues of brachos on bread, on a piece of bread, on a loaf of bread. Let's start again, just a little bit of review. Back on the bottom of Lamed Ches Amid Beis, the Gemara is in a big discussion on the question of shlakos. Shlakos are cooked vegetables. What bracha do you say on cooked vegetables? Do you say the bracha of shahakol, or do we say that even after it's cooked, it's still a vegetable, and you recite the blessing of borei pri ha'adama? So, let's start on the last line of Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyahu told a story to Rabbi Zeira. The Gemara had quoted earlier that Rabbi Yochanan had taken a salted olive and recited a blessing before and after. So the Gemara said salted is the same as cooked, so doesn't that imply that a cooked vegetable still maintains its blessing? And the Gemara said maybe not. Maybe the blessing Rabbi Yochanan recited was just a shahakol and a borei nefashos. So now Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyahu said to Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yochanan, hechem mevarech al zayis meliach. How's Rabbi Yochanan reciting a blessing after eating the cooked olive? Not really a cooked olive, a salted olive. Came with the shkivu l'griine. Once they take out the pit, now starting today's daf, lama tesam ad olive, batzer le shiure. So now you don't have the amount. The amount that's supposed to trigger an obligation of a blessing is a kezayis, is an olive worth. But if you take out the pit, it's less than an olive worth. You don't eat the pit of the olive. So the olive itself, you should really need two olives to have an olive worth of olive meat. He only ate one olive. So Amalei answered to him, Mi savre, do you think kezayis gadol be'inan? And whenever we need an olive worth, we need a large olive worth. Kezayis be'inan be'inan, we need the size of a middle-sized olive. Ha'udai see the comedy of Yochanan zayis gadol hava. The olive, the salted olive brought in front of Rabbi Yochanan was a large salted olive. That's why, even though after you take out the pit, it still left for him was the right amount, the amount of a middle-sized olive. As we learned in the Mishnah, whenever the law is that you have to have an olive worth, you have to eat an olive worth of matzah, an olive worth of maror, lo katav lo gadol, doesn't mean a small olive worth, it doesn't mean a large olive worth, Ella Beinoni, it means a middle-sized olive worth. Vizeo aguri, the olive amount is called aguri. Amar Bavo said, lo aguri shmo, it's not called aguri, Ella avruti shmo, it's called avruti. Amar Bavo, some say, samruti shmo. Lama nikra shmo aguri, why is an olive called an aguri? Sheshmano agur bisocho, because the word agur means stored inside. That's the amount of olive, its oil is stored inside of it. It has oil stored inside of it. That's why it's called aguri. Okay, this is all part of the discussion of whether shlakos, that is cooked vegetables, deserve the blessing of borei pri ha'adama, or whether shlakos get the blessing of shahakol mihi abedvarim. So now the Gemara proposes, neima ketanai. Maybe this question of what the blessing is for shlakos was an argument not just of Amoraim, but an argument of the Tanaim. Tahanu Trei Talmidi, there was a story, there were these two students, Tavu Yasve Kame de Bar Kapara. They were sitting in front of Bar Kapara. Heviu Lefan of Kruv, they brought in front of Bar Kapara to eat cooked cabbage, Udur Maskin, this is a type of cooked a weed of some sort. How do they translate dormaskin?
Prunes.
Prunes, okay.
So. Spinach.
So spinach. Plums. Okay, they brought him dormaskin. And either plums, cooked prunes, and pargiot. Pargiot are little chickens, baby chickens. So again, they had cooked cabbage, plums, cooked plums, and baby chicken. So Nasan Bar Kapara was just lechem and levarech. Bar Kapara said to one of the two students, "All right, you lead us. You say the blessing." So now he has a choice. Should he bless first on cabbage? Should he bless first on cooked plums, prunes? Should he bless first on cooked chicken? Kafetzu birich al pargiot. So the first thing he grabbed was the chicken, and he said a big bracha of shahako. Liglev alav chaveiro. Then his friend mocked him. His friend mocked him, because his friend apparently felt he'd made the wrong choice. Kas bar kapara. Then bar kapara got upset. Amar, and he said, lo alam avarech ani kois. I'm not upset at the one who chose to first recite a blessing on the chicken. El alam alaglig ani kois. I'm upset at the one who's mocking him. Why? Because im chaverecha dome kimish lo tam tam basar me olam. If your friend is like a person who's never tasted in his life, never tasted meat in his life, and therefore he really loves meat, and that's why the meat is the chaviv, the thing most beloved to him, and he wants to recite a blessing first on the meat. Atal malig lagta alav. You, why did you mock him? It's understandable why he did what he did. Then chazav amar. Then he said, you know what? I changed my mind. Lo alam alaglig ani kois. I'm not upset at the one who mocked. I'm upset at the one who recited the blessing. Why? Farmer, he said, Imchachma ain't kan. Okay, maybe you don't think I'm wise. If there's no wisdom here, Zikna ain't kan. Is there no old age here?
At least.
You know, at least I'm an older man. So as an older man, you should have asked me, what gets the first blessing? Do the chicken get the first blessing? Do the prunes get the first blessing? Does the cabbage get the first blessing? Tanu lived in a brisa. Ushneim, both of these students, lo hotzi ushnasan. They died within the year. They got their teacher upset, bar kapara upset. They disrespected him, and they both died within the year. It's very scary. You have to be very careful to be respectful to your Torah teacher. Oh, very good. That's going to be the question now. Very good. Good. So as the Gemara, my love, presumably. This argument between one student who went for the chicken first and recited a shahako first, and the other student who mocked him, is on this very question. Mivarech savar, the one who recited the blessing, thinks like what Eli proposed. Shlakos, cooked vegetables, cooked fruit, upargiot, and cooked chicken, cooked baby chicken, all of the blessing of shahakol niyabidvaro. So once it's a cooked vegetable, it gets a blessing of shakol niyabidvaro. The blessing of chicken is certainly shakol niyabidvaro. So now hilchach, therefore when you have a choice of three different shahakols, chavivadif. So then make the blessing on the one thing you like the best. What does he like the best? He likes chicken the best. So that's the most beloved. That's what he recited the blessing on. Umalaglik savar, whereas the one who mocked him, what was he thinking? He thinks that shlakos are borei pri adama. The cooked vegetables, the cooked cabbage, is borei pri adama. So pargiot is only shakol niyabidvaro. Pargiot is only shakol niyabidvaro. That's what he says. Peira adif. He should have recited a more precise blessing. He should have recited the blessing of borei pri adama. So that's the argument, presumably.
Put everything in one pot and boil them. They all become one, right?
No, they weren't cooked together necessarily.
Oh, they were not.
Okay. No, they're separate things. So this seems to be that this question of whether shlakos, whether a cooked dish, has the same status that it had originally, still borei pri adama, gets a new blessing, gets a shakol, was an argument of the Tanaim. Says the Gemara, look, maybe the kuliyama shlakos upargiot, maybe everybody agrees that both cooked vegetables or cooked fruit for that matter, and pargiot and cooked chicken, it all gets the blessing of shakol niyabidvaro. V'acha b'hai svara kamifiki, but maybe over here they're arguing about this question of logic. Mar savar, one's of the opinion, chaviv adif. When you have three different shahakols in front of you, you recite the blessing on the one item that you like the most. Mar Sava, the other opinion says, no. Kruv Adif. If you had cabbage as one of the options, cabbage is the one that is most preferred. Dezayin, because cabbage fills a person. So since cabbage fills a person, that's why he was mocking him. How could you recite the shakal on the baby chicken? You should have recited the shakal on the cabbage, because that's something which is amazing. That's something which fills a person up. Okay. So now we're going to talk about cut turnips. So Amar Rab Zera said, Ki avinan be Rav Huna, when I was in the yeshiva of Rav Huna, Amalani said to us, Hani gargulidi delifta, the heads of turnips, raw turnips, Praminu prima rabba, if he cut them into big wedges, big pieces, and he's coming to eat the big pieces, Bore priyadama, the blessing is Bore priyadama, because now it's still a turnip. But prima zuta, if he cuts it into little pieces, in other words, he slices it very thinly, now the blessing becomes shahakol mi abidvaro. Now it's no longer turnips, and now the blessing is shahakol. V'chi asan le'Beis Rav Yehuda, and when we came to the Beis Medrash of Rav Yehuda, Amalani said to us, idi v'idi, both the big pieces of turnips and the small pieces of turnips, the blessing is Boyer Pri Adama. V'ai de preminu tvei, and this that he cut them into smaller pieces is really just ke'echid enim tiktamei, that its taste should be sweeter, make it taste better, but therefore the blessing still should be Bore Pri Adama. So we have an argument. Basically, that's the bottom line. We have an argument. When you cut turnip heads into very thin pieces, according to Rav Huna, the blessing is now shahako. In the yeshiva of Rav Yehuda, they disagreed. Rav Yehuda holds that even turnip cut into thin pieces, the blessing is Bore Pri Ha'adama. Amar Rav Ashi said, Kevina Be'er of Kahana, when we were learning in the yeshiva of Kahana, Amar Lani would tell us like this, Tavshila de Silka, a cooked beet dish, lo mafshi b'kimcha, if they don't put in it a lot of flour, the blessing is Bore Pri Adama. The main thing is the beets, and the flour is secondary. But when they have the dish, the lifta of turnips, the mafshi b'kimcha tvei, where they put in a lot of flour, then the blessing becomes Bore Mine Mizonos. Hadar Amar, then he changed his mind, and he said, Idi v'idi, both the beet dish and the turnip dish are Bar Pri Adama. The turnip dish gets a lot of flour. Hai, Dishadu b'kim chatvei, this is they throwing in a lot of flour, Lidbuki ba'alma abdila, they're just doing it to glue it all together. So since it's being done for the glue, it's not being done for the nutritional value to fill or to satiate a person. Therefore, the blessing is still Bore Pri Adama. Yeah, question.
Bore Minim is a notice on the five grains?
Correct.
And Shivat
Aminim
also?
No. Shivat Aminim, two of them are grains, wheat and barley. Eretz. The others get Bore Pri Eitz.
And after Bore Minim is a note, then you do Mayan Shalosh?
Exactly.
Only after Bore Minim.
And for the Shivat Aminim, also Mayan Shalosh.
You don't come from Israel or even if from
America? Even from America. What's the question, David?
And the rest is
Bore Nefashot. Exactly.
But when you cook them with something else, the bracha changes, right?
Well, what we're seeing here is it depends what that other ingredient was for. If you put in flour for the taste and the filling value of the flour, then the blessing changes to mizonos. But if the flour was put in just as something to glue things together, then the blessing stays at the core item. Flour is secondary. Secondary doesn't get its own blessing.
Then we have one international
bracha. Shahakol
Niyabidvaro.
You know, I saw an amazing idea that apparently in the Shulchan Aruch it says there is an opinion that if you're not sure what type of besamim to recite, you don't know if you should say the blessing of Bore Mine Besamim or Bore Atzei Besamim. Right? You're not sure if it's something with a good smell, which is a spice that's crumbled from leaves or it's little branches. There's an opinion you say shakol nia b'dvaro. Say everything was with God's word. Shakol nia b'dvaro. I just saw yesterday somebody sent me a vart that Reb Meirel Amshenaver, he was the Rebbe of Amshenav who survived the war and then he started Amshenav in Israel. So he once sat Shiva. So at the end of the Shiva, he gave out cognac for L'chaim. Mm-hmm. So he said, Hasidim are not like the Sfardim. Sfardim, they give out L'chaim during the Shiva. The Hasidim, they get up from the Shiva and right away they drink a big L'chaim, strong L'chaim. He said, you know why? Because during the Shiva, everybody comes and they say, you know, he died because he didn't go to the doctor. He got on the train that had the accident. The whole Shiva, everybody's trying to figure out God's plan. Why he died. He could have died. He could have not died. So after the Shiva, you take some strong L'chaim. And you say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shehakol Niyah B'dvaro. Everything was from his word.
Yeah.
And you take a strong L'chaim, that whatever thoughts they gave you, that it was this reason or that reason, no, it wasn't that. Shehakol Niyah B'dvaro. What's the big bracha? The big bracha is Shehakol Niyah B'dvaro. Everything was from his word. Everything was from God's word. That's what Meir Lamsh never said. That's the international bracha. Shehakol Niyah B'dvaro.
Washing
that
bread.
I wouldn't want to have Shaka on anything. It's not specific. So, Shaka, as Baruch points out, works for everything. But it's always better to be more precise in your praises.
Sure.
So, therefore.
Yeah, so why is there like a bracha for water, which is not Shaka?
No, there's only Shaka.
Yeah, I know. Why can't it be like something more specific?
Oh, it was instituted that this is the things that are universal, not the plants or the trees or the fruits. Okay, so we're talking about beets. We said that a beet dish with flour gets a bracha of Borei Pri HaAdama because there's not a lot of flour into it. Amar of Chiz, then we said even a turnip dish with flour maybe gets a Borei Pri HaAdama because the flour is only to glue it together, according to Rav Yehuda. Right.
Yeah.
Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, "Tavshil shel tradin, a dish of beets. You should know, yafel alev. It's good for the heart. Not only good for the heart, but tov le'einayim. It's good for the eyes too. V'kol shekein livnei me'ayim. And certainly, it's very good for the intestines. Beets are very healthy." Amar Abaye. Abaye said, "This beet soup, which is so good, v'hudi yasiv abe tapi. That's only if the pot was sitting on top of the hole of the oven, which is very hot. V'avid tuch, and it was making the hooting sound, boo boo boo. It was boiling beet soup. All right. Another question about blessing. Amar Papa said, "Pshitili, it's obvious to me. Maya de silka." The fluid of the cooked beets. So water that has some beet taste in it. Kisilka is the same blessing as the beets get. Borei Pri HaAdama. Maya de lifta, the water of the turnip dish. Lifta has the same blessing as the turnips. Maya de kulushlaki, the water of all the cooked vegetables. Kulushlaki has the same status as the cooked vegetable. So when you eat kompot, right? Same blessing you'd say on the cooked apples is what you say. On the water of the kompot.
So orange juice, you say,
Boyer Pia 8s, maybe, we'll see. Boyer Rav Papa, that gets into the question we saw earlier, whether the fruit juices are Zaya, that was yesterday's question, something separate, or it's the Peri. Boyer Rav Papa asked the following question, what about dill? Maya de shivta mai. What about when you cook dill in a soup, and then you take the dill out? Do we say, lim tuke tai ma vida? The purpose of the dill is to give a taste. So then the water would get the blessing of Borei Pri HaAdama because it has the taste of the dill. Ola vure zua ma'avdila. Maybe the dill is just to take out the bad stuff, to absorb sweat. And so therefore it doesn't get the water that used to have the dill in it, doesn't get a blessing because the dill is just pulling stuff out, but the water now is nothing from the dill left in it. Tashma, coming here, proof. We learned in a Mishnah in Uktzin, Hashaves, the dill, Mishenat Natam Bikdeira, once it gave taste into a pot, and then you took the dill out, Ein ba mishum truma. So now this dill doesn't have the law of truma anymore, because it lost all of its taste. All of its taste went out into the pot, into the food. And ein mitame tumas ochlin. And it would not become tame as a food becoming tame, because it's not a food anymore, because all of its taste went out. It's now considered just a piece of wood. So shma mina. So you see that the dill imtukei tame avdila. You put it into the food, and it releases all of its taste into the food, and therefore, if you took it out, you'd still on that remnant water, you'd say the bracha of the dill. Shmamina, that's a good proof. Okay, so now we're going to move into the discussion of the bracha of hamotzi, and what's the way to make hamotzi? Do you make hamotzi on a loaf? Do you make hamotzi on a piece of the loaf? Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said, "Pas tznuma, when you have dry bread, a piece of dry bread, which you're soaking b'ka'ara in a bowl, mevarchan aleh hamotzi. You can recite the hamotzi on that." In other words, this is telling you that according to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, you don't need to make the hamotzi on a whole loaf. You can take the loaf, cut it into a piece, put the piece into a bowl, and then make the brach of hamotzi. But that's against Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya said, "Sarech shetich lebracha." You have to finish the words of the blessing im hapas, with the cutting of the piece off of the bread. So, in other words, according to Reb Chiya, you should be reciting the blessing as you're cutting the bread. According to Reb Chiya Bar Ashi, you cut the bread and then you recited the blessing. Maskefla Rava. Now, Rava challenged the view of Reb Chiya. Why did we say that if you have a dried piece of bread in the bowl, you shouldn't make the blessing of Amotzi on that? You should make the blessing on a whole loaf. So why do you say having a piece of bread in the bowl is no good? Because then the blessing is being finished on a broken piece and not on the whole thing. So Allah pass, according to you, Nami, but according to you, when you have a whole loaf, you're making the blessing while you're cutting. So therefore, kika gamra, when you're finishing the blessing, aprusa gamra, there's a broken piece. And if there's a broken piece, so then what'd you gain? You're again reciting a blessing on a piece, you're not reciting a blessing on the whole loaf. What do you gain by saying that the blessing should end with the cut? Elama Rava, so therefore Rava disagreed with this version of Reb Chiya. Rava said, Mevarech. First, you say the blessing of Amotzi on a whole loaf.
Then you cut.
The Achar Kach Botzeya. Yeah. And then you cut into the loaf. I'm a testament base now. Nehar Dai. Yeshiva students in Nehar Dai. Avdi Ki Reb Chiya. They used to act like Reb Chiya. They would recite the blessing and cut the loaf simultaneously. Finish the blessing as the piece comes off of the loaf. Rabbanan, the sages, Avdi Ki Rava. They acted like Rava, who said, first you say the hamotzi, and then you start cutting. Amar Avina, Ravina said, Amar Li'im, my mother told me, Avucha Aved Ki Reb Chiya. Your father acted like Reb Chiya. He would recite the blessing of the hamotzi while he was cutting into the loaf and finish it with the cut piece. So Amar Reb Chiya, as Reb Chiya said, Sarech Shetich Lebracha Im Apas. You need to finish the blessing with the cut of the piece of the bread. However, Rabbanan, the sages, Avdi Kirava, they do like Rava. They recite the blessing on a whole loaf without cutting into it. And after the blessing, then they cut. V'hilchasan, that's the halacha. The halacha is Kirava. So Amr said, Mevarech, first you say the hamotzi, v'achakach botzea, and then you cut into the loaf. So the blessing is on an entire loaf.
Rabbi?
Yeah, question.
We just faradim botzea. We don't cut with knife.
You cut with your hands?
Yeah. This is the word butzea, no?
True, yeah, it sounds like that more.
I don't remember the
yeah, butzea is to break open.
Yeah,
yeah, sounds good.
And also,
beautiful.
The slice of bread, Can we do the same full hamotzi like a challah?
Yeah. Yeah, but we're saying it.
Doesn't it say whole? It says whole bread.
That's Shabbat.
That, no, we're going to see. The question Shabbat is, what's the preference? If you don't have a choice, then you just, if you only have slices, you say a brach on the slices. But if you have a whole loaf, you should say the brach on the whole loaf. It makes the blessing more chashuv, more prominent, more respected. Itmar, we were taught. Heviu lifneyem ptitin ushleinen. What happens if they bring in front of a person pieces of bread as well as whole loaves of bread? Amar Rav Huna said, mevarech al ptitin. He can recite the blessing on the pieces. And he can recite the blessing afterward, and that blessing will work even for the whole loaves. So the Hasidim ask, how could this be, right? The whole loaf is nicer. Wouldn't it be nicer for the blessing to recite it on a whole loaf? They say, maybe Rav Huna holds that the nicest thing is to be a humble person.
Yeah, it's ne'ut.
To be brokenhearted, to know I need to fix things. Mm-hmm. I'm not perfect. So if I have in front of me a piece and I have a whole loaf, first I make the brach on the piece to remind me that I'm broken. I need to make myself whole. And that can work for the whole loaf. Wow. That'll already teach me to become a whole person.
Wow. What is the philosophy behind the put salt on it?
Because of the mizbeach. On the mizbeach, there was always salt.
Right?
Therefore, there should always be salt on a person's table. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, no, if you have a choice between a whole loaf to make a blessing on it or a piece, Shleima mitzvah min amuvchar. He said, first, the ideal way to fulfill the mitzvah of a bracha is to recite it on the whole loaf, because that gives it more prominence, that gives it more importance. And now we get to the following question. What happens if you have a whole loaf, but it's barley bread, and a piece of bread of wheat bread? So do we say wheat makes it more chashuv, or do we say whole makes the barley more chashuv? How do we figure out what's more prominent? Says the Gemara, so when did Rabbi Yochanan say that you say the blessing on the whole loaf? That's when both the whole loaf and the piece are both wheat. Aval prusa shel chitin, but if you have a piece of wheat bread, and shleima min asaorim, and the whole loaf is barley, then divrei hakol mevarech al haprusa. Everybody agrees, you recite the blessing of amotzi on the piece of the wheat bread. Upoter asa shleima shel saorim, and that will exempt the big loaf of the barley bread. Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, this idea that when you have a piece of wheat bread, and you also have a loaf of barley bread, you recite the hamotzi on the wheat bread, that really is ketanoi. That's really an argument amongst the tanoim. We know that when it comes to giving truma to the kohen, you're supposed to give the best of what you've got. You have to give an ayafa, the best. Yeah. So what happens if you have onions that you want to give as truma, and you have a whole onion, but it's small, and you have a half onion, but it's a big, big half. So the law is like this. Tarmin batzel katan shalem. Better to give, according to the Tanakhama, better to give the whole onion that's small, avalo chatzi batzel gadol, and not half of a large onion. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Loki, that's not the case. Ela chatzi batzel gadol, better to give the half onion because it's big. My lab, isn't this the argument? Mar savar chashavad, if one says, as nice as it is to have something whole, sometimes there are other qualities that make it more prominent. So bigger onion or wheat versus barley. Marcel, the other one says, no, shalim adif, the wholeness, that's the nicest thing. So he says that when you, the Tanakhama says when you give onions, you should give the whole small onion. He would also say that when you recite a blessing, recite the hamotzi on the whole barley loaf and not on the piece wheat loaf.
So size matters.
Size matters. Other things. Like says the Gemara, maybe not.
No.
Hey, Chadika Kohen. Maybe if we have a Kohen here, if everyone would agree that what matters is the more prominent, and therefore in regards to onions, half of a big onion versus a whole tiny onion, you'd give him the half of the big onion. Ki pligi lack a coin. That argument is where there is no coin around. So if there's no coin around, what you're saying is truma is going to have to sit for a while. So now there's the following issue. To make a half onion sit, it might go bad. To make it might spoil because it's been opened up. So that's why the Tanakhama says better to take the small onion because it's whole and it's still all integrated. It'll last longer. And according to the other opinion, he said no. Better to, even so, better to give the half big onion. It's not, as we learned in a Mishnah. Come, Malkum Shiyesh Kohen, wherever you have a Kohen and you can give him the Truma. Termina Yafe, you give from the best fruits. Come, Malkum Shein Kohen, if you don't have a Kohen, so you're making something Truma. Termina Miskaim, what you should make Truma is that which will last. Rabbi Yudah says, Ein Torim, Elamina Yafe. Even when you don't have a Kohen around, what you should give us Truma is the things that are the nicest. Amr of Nachmar Yitzchak. Going back to the issue of bread. Should you recite a blessing on a broken piece of bread? Or should you recite the blessing on the whole bread? Said Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Yirei Shamayim Yotzi Yidei Shneim. The person who's Yirei Shamayim, he fulfills both opinions. Who is that? Umanu, Mar Bred Ravina, Mar the son of Ravina. To Mar Bred Ravina, Mar the son of Ravina, Maniach Prusa B'toch Shlema. He would take the sliced piece, put it next to the whole loaf, make a blessing on both, Uvotzeya, and eat from them. Sort of like what we do on Pesach, as we're about to see. Tani Tana Kamedra of Nachmar Yitzchak. There was a Tana who taught a brisa in front of Nachmar Yitzchak. Maniach prusa betoch shlema. You take the broken piece of bread, put it next to the whole bread. Ubotzeo mevarech. And he breaks it open and recites a blessing. Amalei said to Mashmecha, what's your name? Amalei said to him, my name is Shalmon.
Yeah.
Amalei said, Shalom Ata, your name Shalmon is peace, you are peace. Ushleim Mishnascha, and your learning is whole. Shasam to Shalom Benatalmidim, because you are creating peace between the students. Amra Papa, Papa said, Hakol Modem, everybody agrees that on Pesach, but Pesach, Maniach Prusa Betoch Shleimo Botzea. And he puts the broken piece next to the whole piece, recites the blessing, and then he eats from the whole piece. My time, why? The blessing has to be recited on matzah, which is lechem oni, a poor man's bread. So it has to be a broken piece, which is a poor man's bread. Amrav Abra Abba said, Ubis Shabbos. Now in regards to Shabbos, Chayev Adam Luftzo al Shtei Kikros. You have to recite the blessing and eat out of two whole loaves. My time of why? Because in last week's parsha, the Torah says, Lechem Mishneksiv, a double bread. So a double bread means two full loaves. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said, Chazin Lillah Rav Kahana, Aishra Rav Kahana, Tanaka Tarti. He used to take two full breads, Ubatzachada, and he would only cut one of them. And cutting one of them was also the fulfillment of Lechem Mishnah. Reb Zera of Ubatzah Kula Sheirusa. Reb Zera used to cut such a big piece that it was so much bread it would sustain them for the whole meal. Amle Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina said to Rav Ashi, welcome as Chazi Krav Tanusa. It looks like someone who's very hungry and he's eating gluttonously, he's eating excessively. Amale said to him, no, came in the Kol Yom Lo Kavarachi. Since he doesn't do this every day, he's only doing this on Shabbos. Lo Merzi Krav Tanusa, doesn't look like he is being, you know, having bad character traits and trying to stuff himself, but rather he's honoring Shabbos by serving a lot on Shabbos. When they would have a chance to eat the Eruv bread, we know that there's bread of Eruv Chatzeros, the box of matzos. Here in our community, it's in Shomrei Amunah. That is the matzos of the Eruv Chatzeros that combines all the people that are in the courtyard to be considered one domain that they can carry from house to house. When they would have the chance of the bread of an Eruv, Mivarchin Alei Amotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, they would choose that bread and make on it the blessing of a Motz Lechem Min Haaretz. Finally, they would say, Hoil V'yasavid B'mitzvah Chada, since one mitzvah was done with it, the mitzvah of Eruv, Navid B'mitzvah Achrita, let's do with it another mitzvah of reciting on it the blessing.